Good morning to everyone. Good morning. We have up to this point really enjoyed our time here in London. I think the time that we had on yesterday at the at Wembley Stadium with the kids that were there at the Play 60 event, that was fantastic. Our players really enjoyed it, having a chance to be around those kids and seeing the joy and the smile that it brought to their face. And for us, getting off the airplane and having a chance to kind of break the monotony up of a flight, it was good. It was good all the way around. And the hospitality here at the hotel has been fantastic. They've done a terrific job with the fields, the locker room, the weight room, the league, along with the hospitality. It's been a win-win for us up to this point. So we're looking forward to having a good week of practice. The people here have been so friendly and kind to us. It kind of, in a lot of ways, you don't feel as removed from your home as you would think, just because of the hospitality that we received in the time we've been here. So it's been real positive in a lot of ways, and we're looking at this as an opportunity for our football team to really come together, and maybe this will be the one thing that will jumpstart our season. At least that's what we're hoping, but so far, so good. From an injury standpoint, Chris Cook has a groin strain. He's not going to participate today in practice. Jamarcus Sanford also has a muscle strain. A.J. Jefferson is dealing with a muscle strain, at least an ankle injury, so he's not going to participate today. Rhett Ellison, we're going to probably have him to do something on the side and just see what he can do. You know, he missed last week's ball game, but he's making progress, so we'll take a look and see how he progresses as the week goes on. The only other person that has an injury that we're a little bit concerned about is Christian Ponder. Suffered a rib injury in the ball game on Sunday, and, you know, he's fighting through a little pain. He finished the game and did well, but we're going to see how he does in practice. He'll be limited today, and we'll get a chance to talk with him tomorrow just to see how things go. But the fact that he was able to finish the game, that was a good sign for us, and hopefully there won't be any long-term effects.
Coach, there's a fine line between winning and losing in the NFL. We know that we see these one-score games every weekend. You've been involved in three very close games. Can you pinpoint one or two areas as to why you're 0-3 right now, or is it a combination of things?
It's been a few different things for us. You know, we're doing some things that that don't allow you to win football games, you know, turn the ball over, not winning the field position battle on special teams, not closing out games on defense. So a combination of those will put you in a position that we're in right now. And so we've got to find a way to get it turned around, and we're hoping that this is the week that that'll happen.
No big games, but obviously you're 0-3 going into a bye. How big is this one?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you don't want to go into the bye, you know, following a loss, particularly when you are where we are at this juncture. So it's a big game for us. We realize that, and we know the importance of it, and we're going to prepare in that way.
How great an emphasis, Coach, has it been placed on ball security over the course of the last few days, given what happened on Sunday?
Oh, we've been talking about it. We've been hammering it for a while because we turned it over a lot in these first three ball games, and, you know, we feel like that has a lot to do with where we are. So it's something we'll continue to emphasize, and this will be a great week to come out of a game with no turnovers. So we're working towards that.
So that's the Steelers are like.
Can you say it again, Jim?
Do you have any doubts that Christian will play? We'll start.
I got to see how he does today, Jim, and see how he progresses today and tomorrow. And we'd probably have a better feel on Friday. But today will be a big signal as to what direction we may have to go.
Les said Steelers are the only team in the league doesn't have a takeaway. As you look at their defense, what do you see in particular when it comes to like their opportunities for takeaways?
I think they're still, you know, in position to make some plays. It just hasn't, you know, happened yet, but they're still playing good defense. You know, they got guys running to the ball and been around the ballpark. It just hasn't happened. But we like to, you know, make it four games that they don't have any turnovers. But I mean, they're still playing good defense.
Those defensive backs and their availability for Sunday?
It's a concern, Chip. You know, when you get to this point in the season, this early in the season, and to already be this deep into your depth, it becomes a concern because it puts a lot of pressure on your special teams as well, because your backup guys on defense are usually, you know, your better special teams players, and you count on those guys. Now all of a sudden they're kicked into starting roles, and it has a domino effect. So You know, you're hoping that they're going to play well on defense, but then you wonder how it's going to affect what you do on special teams.
So it's a bit of a concern.
Does Cheryl play? Does he stay on the start on the right side on the base if you don't have those other guys?
We would probably still do it the same way, Mark. You know, we'd leave Marcus outside and have Xavier to come in nickel situations. That's probably the way we'd do it.
How are you balancing trying to make this a normal week and getting to work if you need to versus letting your players sort of enjoy this experience?
You know, it's a fine line. You know, we've talked about, you know, what our purpose is here and what we have to get done. The fact that it's a regular season game, and for us, an extremely important game, we have to really be focused on what we're here to do, and that's to get a win. And our preparation is key to that, and we've got to be mature in how we go about things and make good decisions with our free time. And our players understand that, and now it's a matter of getting that handled. You know, you don't want to be Scrooge. I mean, this is a great place to be in London, England, and there's so much history here. I know our players would love to get out and experience London. But at the same time, we have a game to prepare for, and, you know, we've got to find a way to get that accomplished and yet enjoy our time here.
Coach, this is technically a home game for you, but with the amount of support for other teams that will be present at Wembley on Sunday, do you almost have to prepare for the game as though it's a road game?
You know, in some ways you do. You know, we know it's not going to be 100% Vikings fans. So, you know, it could potentially be split. And we'll have to be prepared for that. So we're going to do it in that way. We're going to prepare, understanding what the circumstances are, and try to have our players prepared for the fact that it won't be like it is at Mall of America Field in Minnesota.
Your final season at the Metrodome, how does it feel to give up one of those home games and end up only playing seven at the Metrodome?
Well, we have a great fan base in Minnesota, but this is a tremendous opportunity for our football team and for the NFL as well to showcase our great game. And, you know, we're fortunate to be here and to be ambassadors for our league. And, you know, we're excited about it. And yesterday really brought to the point, you know, how important it is that we're here and what we can do to be ambassadors for the game and let others see, you know, how good our game is and what our players are actually like as people other than just what they see on TV as football players. So we're fortunate that the league and our ownership would agree to allow us to come over and represent the NFL.
Are you game planning at all for having Matt Cassel play a little bit, or are you just going to wait till today before even thinking that?
We want to kind of see, you know, how Christian does today. And we don't really think we have to alter a whole lot of things we have in the game plan. So, you know, we'd be okay, you know, depending on what happens with Christian.
Was from a hit that he took in the ball game, yes. Can you say it again?
Both lines been a little bit ineffective at times.
Yes.
Do you sense them pressing? Do you sense them getting frustrated? If so, how do you kind of guide them through that?
Yeah, I think there was definitely some frustration on Sunday with some of the things that occurred. And we're good enough, and we've done it enough where we've had success. So we just have to get back to some of those things that really helped us to be successful as an offensive line, you know, going back to some of the basics from a fundamental and technique standpoint. And if we do that, we should get back on track. Now, the defense we're playing this week is a good front. Should be a good challenge for us. But we have the type of guys who will rise to a challenge, and this will be the week to get that done.
Coach, English soccer has been debating the possible introduction of a Rooney rule. From your experience in the NFL, would that be a good idea?
You know, I don't know enough about soccer at that level. I know about the Rooney rule in the NFL and what effect it's had on my career along with other coaches of color, and it's been a positive. I just don't know enough about soccer or nationally to be able to comment on it from that perspective.
Can you tell us about how it's affected your game then?
Well, if you take a look at me as an individual and the opportunities I've had to interview with other teams about head coaching jobs and the fact that I'm a head coach now, prior to the Rooney Rule, those opportunities were limited. I mean, it was very difficult to get those interviews, to have those opportunities to get before owners and talk to them about jobs. I mean, it was pretty tough. But since the Rooney Rule and the fact that you're required now to interview minorities, it's opened up opportunities for minorities to become head coaches and even coordinators as well. So it's been a plus for our league, from my perspective, and I think, and obviously from Commissioner Goodell's angle as well. Otherwise, it, you know, it wouldn't still be in place. But Mr. Rooney, when he enacted or really proposed the Rooney Rule, it's been a positive for our league. You take a look at Mike Tomlin, myself. I think we both would concur that it's been a positive for the NFL.
Coach, was there thinking with Christian having a knock just to rest him this week?
No, you know, if he's able to go, you know, our trainers will let me know. You know, we don't want to put him in harm's way if he can't protect himself. But we'll see how he does today in practice.
Was your plan any schematic or playing time changes other than the ones that are going to be forced by injury? Is there anything you want to change just for change's sake?
We looked at that, Jim, and I think we got to find a way to do some things better than we're doing. I don't think we have to do a whole lot of things different schematically. We just got to play better in some areas. When you turn it over at the rate that we're turning it over, when you're playing the way we're playing right now in spots on special teams, even though we're taking the ball away, we're doing a very good job at that, but if you're not able to close out games, that has nothing to do with scheme, you know. So we got to do some things better than what we're doing, and if we can get that handle, you know, we'll get back on the winning track.
Last year, you and Adrian talked before the Browns game about, you know, not a different running style, but maybe taking, you know, what's there more often. What did you see how in the Browns game? Did you see any difference at all?
You know, I felt like early on, Mark, he was really, you know, hitting things the way we needed him to. There were some moments where I felt like he began to press a little bit. As a matter of fact, he and I talked about it last night. And he just has to trust that, you know, everybody's going to get their jobs done. He doesn't have to score every time he touches the ball, and trust that the offensive line is going to be where they should be, and the rest of the team will take care of their responsibilities. And he's a great, great player. We all know that. But he doesn't have to feel like he has to carry the whole team. You know, just take care of his responsibility, and he'll be fine. And so we're looking forward to him playing his best game of the season on Sunday.
Time for two more for Coach.
Coach, you guys are going to be around each other a lot. You already have been just in the travels over here. Do you sense a kind of rallying at this point? Because, you know, your season is on the brink. What do you sense as far as the urgency level is?
Well, after our ball game on Sunday, the urgency level increased. It didn't have to take us being on a plane trip to London for that to happen. We understand where we are in our season. We know the importance of getting our first win. But there's no question an environment like this has a chance to bring you closer together. And if you have issues on your team, it can pull you apart as well. We're looking for this to be an opportunity for us to grow closer and learn a little bit more about ourselves and get our first win of the season. And we're approaching it from a positive standpoint, and we're looking forward to this ball game.
Coach, your defense has given up a lot of touchdowns to tight ends. Is defending Heath Miller something you're worried about?
Heath Miller has been a very good tight end in our league for a while. And he'll be a guy that we'll have to pay attention to. And, you know, we'll have to do better with tight ends. So, all right. All right, thank you.
Next up is